Welcome back to Shooting the Shot.
With Patty and Josh.
Today, we're going to talk about a photo story that I made over the course of about 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
4 weeks? I'm actually really excited about this. This is... Okay, so I thought my favorite thing about the Girl Scouts was cookies. Now it's this photo story. This is awesome. I'm really excited to be talking about this today with you.
Aw, shucks. Thank you.
And we're just going to jump right into it. Actually, if anybody wants to follow along, where can they find your photos?
They can find the photos at newsherald.com and also at my website, joshuaboucher.net.
And also on our Instagram.
The News Herald.
Yes, yes. We got on it early. And we actually got at the News Herald, all one word. And I appreciate that so much.
And you can tell that I didn't get on it early, which is why I've got a .net.
There's another Joshua Boucher out there?
Yeah, and actually, and he's also a photographer, and he's pretty good.
Oh my gosh.
And I've talked to him. I've emailed back and forth. He's a really nice guy.
Is he your alter ego? Are you actually the same person?
You know, I guess I've never met him. We've just emailed. He lives in California. I can't remember where he lives.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's a whole other ball of wax for a whole other... Anyway. Anyway.
So back to jumping right into it.
Yes.
Without random segues.
Oh my gosh. We are the best at this.
Yes.
We run the best, most professional podcast in America. Okay. So today we're talking about your photo story about the Girl Scouts. Now, Josh, can you tell me what makes this Girl Scout troop unique?
Troop 438 here in Panama City is a Girl Scout group that is for every girl of all kinds, just like all Girl Scout groups. But it's what was created with the intention of being an especially welcoming place for girls with disabilities such as autism. And so there are several girls with autism in the group, also ADHD, sight disabilities, motor disabilities, all kinds of disabilities, and also girls without.
Very interesting. So about how many girls are in this troop?
You know, it was growing every single time that I went there.
That's fantastic.
So if I were to say a number, by now, like by the time that people heard it, it would probably be wrong.
Okay, well, that's a very honest answer.
It's growing fast. The word is out, and people are really excited about this group.
So we're gonna start looking through your pictures a little bit. Can you tell me what are some of your favorite photos you took from this story you created?
Well, kind of. While I was, you know, photo stories are more than just collections of images, you know, so they're like I'm trying to create a narrative through the story. So when I was looking at the photographs that I had and the interviews that I had, you know, I decided that my central character would be the woman who originally organized the troop, Seneca Shines. So the photo story starts off with this, you know, kind of medium length sort of portrait of Seneca, but she's handing out these popsicle sticks to the girls in the troop. And the reason why she's doing that is that kind of at the end of each troop meeting, they kind of all receive a prize out of the prize box. And because some of the girls have kind of executive function disorders or some kind of like motor processing issues as part of their learning disabilities, having the popsicle stick with which item you can take from the prize drawer lowers the anxiety of having to pick a prize for some of the girls.
Okay, so that's that makes a lot of sense. I like that, actually.
So I wanted to have a picture where you could see Seneca and her relationship to the girls in the troop, and also have like, you know, like this is what it actually means to be inclusive for all types of girls who maybe in other, you know, less intentionally made Girl Scout troops or other mm-hmm. organizations would just be too stressful to even be part of.
Gotcha. Well, let's start scrolling through some of these.
Sure. After this, you see some of the newer members learning how to do the Girl Scout pledge.
Yes, yes.
You know, and, or sorry, promise. And And also how to do the Girl Scout salute from some of the more from some of the girls who've been in the troop for longer.
Some of these girls look like experts.
That's true. Well, you know, it's you know, it's been around for more than just the time that I've been there, but you know, the time that I was able to go before it published. So, you know, I first met Seneca and some of these girls during one of their one of the charity events that they organized at Macedonia Church over the summer.
Is that how you heard about this?
Right, exactly. Yeah,
it's really cool.
Yeah, they were giving out in partnership with a charity out of Jacksonville. You know, just giving clothing, diapers, food to the people in Millville who, you know, are still recovering from Hurricane Michael and things like that. So, you know, they these girls worked in partnership with this charity from Jacksonville. So
nice. No, I love these photos. These are a lot of young women coming together. Looks like they're doing a lot of crafts and it looks like they're socializing. You know, that's part of the point of Girl Scouts. You're learning how to have social skills, how to unite with other people, team building, leadership development. And that's exactly what's happening right here.
And that was why Seneca wanted to start this. You know, her granddaughter has autism. And, you know, because of that, you know, it was difficult for her to, you know, kind of create these like long lasting friendships in school and things like that. So, you know, what she said is that I wanted to give her a group of sisters.
Oh, I love that. You know, I just love that.
So sisterhood, it was something that, you know, I like talked to the girls about and to the parents about, kind of like what that, you know, to kind of like unpack that term as like, you know, what does that actually mean for these people in terms of, you know, their day-to-day life and also in terms of, you know, like reflecting on disability and things like that. One parent told me, you know, it's like, you know, these other groups and activities that, you know, develop this sense of sisterhood amongst girls are just impossible for her daughters to really be part of, you know, volleyball, cheerleading, things like that, you know, because of motor issues and sight disabilities that they're excluded from these types of things. But this group is able to like is able to create that sisterhood for them.
Very nice. Very nice.
You know,
gotcha. So what were some of the challenges involved with shooting this?
Visual variety.
So I know that a few of their outings that you're supposed to go to kind of fell through.
And that's just the nature of it. You know,
absolutely.
You know, weather, you know, people getting sick, you know, it's our job.
I remember that you had your heart absolutely set on telling this story. I know that you like to feature stories where people see people with disabilities or who are other abled and, you know, you just kind of see them. And I know that's a passion of yours, kind of bringing those people into the spotlight.
I keep saying it, you know, it's easier to hear people if you can also see them.
Yes.
Is something you've probably heard me, dear listener, you've probably heard me say a lot on this podcast.
He said that in his job interview and it got him hired.
So all of you aspiring photojournalists,
say that to your potential bosses. It will sweep them off their feet.
At least if it's Patty.
If it's me.
You know, and that's something that, you know, because I haven't, you know, you'll see this when you click the link in the episode description, is that this is a majority black and or at least like non-white group of girls. And it's I just haven't seen a lot of photojournalism about people with autism that aren't white dudes.
No, this is true.
You know,
it's very true.
And you know, and that's something that I've also heard, you know, is that there's statistics about, you know, girls being underdiagnosed, people of color being underdiagnosed. And I wanted to add to the visual record of just a wider variety of people with autism. And that's something that I've been looking for pretty much the whole time I've been a photojournalist.
Nice.
And then I just met Seneca Shines at an event where I didn't even anticipate finding anything that I'd actually want to work on long term.
That's how it goes. That's journalism. I love it. Now, yeah. Let's talk about these young women real quick. I love how enthusiastic everybody is.
Yeah. I mean, kids, you know, so these kids are, I think, like this particular group, I think it's max 10 years old in this particular image.
So are they Girl Scouts or are they brownies?
They are daisies.
Daisies.
Yes. So wait, so you weren't a Girl Scout then, I'm assuming?
I was not a Girl Scout.
Okay. Yeah. I wish Katie Landick was here.
Yeah, she was our resident Girl Scout expert. She was a
same with I think both her and Genevieve Smith both got their Diamond Award.
Oh my goodness.
Which is like the Girl Scout equivalent of Eagle Scout. But
this isn't very big where I'm from, but I know a little bit about it.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't do Boy Scouts, you know, either.
You hate camping.
I really hate camping. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I guess, but I like, you know, community service. I like learning new things.
You like building things out of wood?
I like selling wreaths, you know, that's a big Boy Scout activity.
I thought they sold popcorn.
They do both.
Oh, my bad.
In Minnesota, at least.
What?
I don't know about all y'all, like where y'all are from.
I don't know.
I say that in Minnesota and then I say y'all. I'm very susceptible to local accents.
That's okay.
Yeah, you should have heard me when I was like moving from Vermont to Missouri. It was just a confusing mess of idioms.
He came here from Texarkana and it was the accent that I've always been dreaming of. Always wanted to work for somebody from Texarkana. None of this is true. Let's get back to the photo story.
Yeah, for real. You know, and they're just so enthusiastic because Absolutely. They're learning about birds. They're learning about science. And they're excited to, you know, show off their knowledge of science.
All right, let's keep scrolling through here since, you know, nobody can see what we're talking about.
And here's people, you know, the kids picking from the prize drawer.
I love that photo. There's so much character happening.
Right. Yeah. You know, the dramatic, you know, overacting from one of the parents and the little girl who just wants her like prize from the chest.
Nice. These are great photos. I feel like you're telling a wonderful story here.
Thank you.
How many photos are in the series?
11.
11, and they're going to be on our Instagram. I can't wait for you to put them up there. I can't believe you haven't already put them up there.
Yeah, what was I doing?
We have been super swamped with Hurricane Anniversary coverage, so this is a really nice break from that.
Right. Well, I didn't want to scoop ourselves, so I didn't post it before it published, and then published on a Sunday, and then that's my weekend, and I forgot. But back to Visual Variety, you know, all these photographs take place in the same room.
Yes, and you took, there's so much visual variety here. Yeah, it would be very easy to kind of like get pigeonholed into like the rule of thirds.
Right,
and
which I don't believe in. We've discussed this.
That's for another episode by yourself.
Someday, yeah.
Shooting the shot with Josh.
Where I just go on a weird rant about the Renaissance.
It's okay.
And so
we'll make that a bonus episode.
But yeah, so one of the ways that I did that is I worked much more slowly and much more deliberately. You know, I knew that I could come back, you know, and I knew that like I needed to not retread the same ground.
And you shot this all in RAW, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can tell by the white balance. It looks good. It looks really good.
Thanks. Yeah. You know, so just making sure that like I am getting, you know, not just like wide, medium, close details, whatever, but like a different way that the photos are balanced, because it is mostly just like, I mean, what the things that happened around me were just people sitting at tables, looking down, making crafts. So I really had to like sit and wait for there to be, you know, emotion, interesting body language, like in this particular one, just showing just how relaxed like these girls with different learning disabilities are in this situation. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Is there any other group like this that you're aware of?
There isn't, and I would love to find more.
All right. So if you do know of any other groups like this, this is one of Josh's passions, to feature groups like this.
Yeah, you know, because one of the things that, you know, in newspapers, we show the world as it is, but sometimes there are people out there who are imagining a new world, and then we get to feature them, you know, whether it's places like this or it's you know, Shelley Summers' tent community, you know, where people are looking at the world and trying to figure out a better way to live in it for everybody.
Beautiful.
And that's kind of what I thought that, you know, Seneca Shines was trying to do, and I think has done with a level of success. And so when people pick up their newspaper every morning, yes, they read the facts about, you know, what's happening at the Bay County Commission, whatever, so that they can then make, you know, educated decisions, or at least just be entertained. But sometimes we get to find these groups of people that are trying out something new, and hopefully our readers can see this and then maybe apply that to their own lives and try to figure out a better new way to live their life.
Beautiful. That was wonderfully said.
Thanks.
So, yeah, I think that pretty much sums everything up. You've answered all my questions, except for one.
Yes. What is it?
What is your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Oh, don't make me pick.
I'm. This is the time.
Oh, my gosh.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my gosh. Throwing some Thin Mints in the freezer.
Yeah, that's the business right there.
That's the business right there.
Yep.
I'm open to be swayed. If anyone would like, you know, feels really strongly that I'm wrong, come over to the News Herald office and give me a box of your favorite.
That sounds like a very sound thing. You know, this is totally fair.
Just give me a free box of Girl Scout cookies and then you might be able to sway me.
Maybe. Anyway. Thank you for telling me about your photo story. I am so excited for everybody to like hear about it and read about it. You wrote an article that goes with this. It's also at thenewsherald.com.
And it'll be linked in the episode description.
Beautiful, beautiful. And that's it. That's all I have. Josh, do you have anything else?
Nope.
Nope. This has been Shooting the Shot.
With Patty and Josh.